From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Arkansas lawmakers are trying to get a grasp on the incomplete picture of sexual assaults on college campuses. One legislative effort is in an early stage that will stretch until July of next year. Hailing from the heart of the University of Arkansas system, Fayetteville, State Representative Greg Letting is on a mission.
One of the reasons we launched this study was to kind of drill down and find out what the students are saying that maybe the rest of us aren't.
Letting and the Higher Education Subcommittee of the Arkansas Legislative Council are trying to line up the facts on sexual assaults on state campuses.
A couple years ago, a White House task force on protecting students from sexual assault issued a set of recommendations, and among those recommendations included conducting a campus climate survey. And I've been working with a professor to sort of put together a survey like that, and out of curiosity, reached out to Dr. Powell about a month ago to find out if any of the campuses in the state had undertaken one of these surveys, and we found out that of the campuses that responded, none of them yet had.
But Dr. Brett Powell, the director of the Arkansas Department of Higher Education, did say information can be gleaned from national surveys.
If you look at national statistics, I don't think 20% is out of the norm of what gets reported.
Powell said some Arkansas colleges have participated in a different type of assessment, the E-Verify Haven program, an online orientation tool. He said 35% of students showed some red flags.
Of those who exhibited unhealthy profiles, they were more likely to be male, younger, athletes, or members of Greek association.
University of Arkansas officials were also on hand to testify to state legislators. Tamla Lewis, Associate General Counsel with UA, said that when an athlete is involved, it can complicate how a victim responds.
If something occurs and it happens with an athlete, I think they want to remain as anonymous as possible because they don't want to be perceived as interrupting someone else's life. And that's just the sad truth.
Lewis said of the 121 sexual misconduct complaints received under Title IX over the past 3 years at UA, less than 10 have been unsubstantiated. She also acknowledged, though, that the university has some cases under federal investigation.
As you may know, our campus, University of Arkansas Fayetteville, received notice of three complaints that had been filed last year. I do want to point out that we are one of 192 colleges now. If you look at the numbers, in 2014, there were 55 investigations open. 2015, there were 94. As of today, there were 243. I think the numbers may be because of the increased awareness on our campuses that students are starting to file complaints.
While the UA did not complete a sexual assault campus climate survey last year, Lewis said they did in 2014 and have planned to do so again this fall. Representative Letting hopes to get more colleges to do the same next year under a single survey to help inform how he and the legislature will act in July of next year when the committee finishes its look at sexual assaults on college campuses. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.